G'day, it's Phil Edwards, Vision CEO here, with a quick invitation to become part of this amazing beacon of hope called Vision. Together we can put our love into action to help people of all kinds build or rebuild their lives on the truth of God. Please consider the part you can play during our upcoming Visionathon appeal, remembering that it's your support that makes Vision possible, including this podcast.
Life, culture, and current events from a biblical perspective. 2020 with Neil Johnson on Vision.
Our next guest says most men in the Western world drift through life bored, frustrated, angry, and discontent. He says most men have underdeveloped areas of our manhood that need urgent attention. He grew up in a dysfunctional environment. One Sunday morning, his father opened his bedroom door to see him covered in blood and a ripped shirt. He said, "Son, I think it's time you learned how to fight." Gavin Topp went on to have an 18-year boxing career with 27 professional fights, becoming the Australian boxing champion and a tilt at a world title eliminator. Gavin Topp is one of the speakers at the upcoming Dads for Kids Men's Leadership Summit at Stanwell Topps Conference Centre in New South Wales on the 26th to the 28th of this month. And he's joining us as our guest. Gavin, welcome along to 2020.
Thank you very much for having me. What a pleasure. What an honour.
Gavin, it was your dad who taught you how to fight.
Well, he was one of the men. He actually, like that, what you just mentioned then, yeah, with that one Sunday morning after copping another belt and the night before, yeah, he actually took me to the boxing gym that he trained at many years prior to that. So, yeah, but he buddied me up with the bloke who coached him.
And you went on in a fairly significant fight career right to the world title eliminator in Berlin in Germany.
Yeah, and it was interesting because I can still remember that first time down the gym and down in Footscray in Melbourne. And one of the blokes who was there, he was actually the Australian champion at that time, Wilfred Jensen. And I remember looking at and something happened to me because I remember looking at that bloke and I just idolised him. I thought, wow, maybe I could be a man like that someday. You know, that really caught my attention. And well, I mean, 10 years after that, I was that guy. You know, I was the Australian champion. But that was only one aspect. You know, I suppose my mission, my plan, the things that I wanted to do with my life that I felt that were in there.
We're all inspired by those who are our heroes, those who become our mentors. You're describing that and the process by which you saw your own heroes, and then now you recognise that these days, to a young boxer, you are the hero.
Yeah. And I suppose, but probably where I seem to, like really, that looks great and sounds great, but I think really my main motivation was I wanted to be somebody. I wanted to do something with my life. I remember being a kid and you know, there's a lot of, you know, like junk go on in our house and whatever, so I'd go and live with my grandmother from time to time, you know, and she was one of those old school Catholics. So when I was a kid, she'd take me to church, and it was like the only time I felt at ease and some peace there, you know. So, but I mean, my heroes growing up as a young bloke were criminals. I actually thought in the environment that I grew up in, I thought you actually had to go to jail and serve your time and not lag anyone in to become a man. So it was so then to latch onto somebody like Wilfred Jensen, it gave me a different perspective.
Gavin, you have a Christian testimony, and you're describing how your grandmother took you to church. Was there a time where you had an encounter with God, and the criminals, they diminished in hero status, and you started to get some other heroes?
Well, I remember it was like, I didn't know what was, it was like every couple of years, I get this warm, fuzzy feeling. And sometimes, you know, I always knew everything was going to be okay. You know, like with there was a lot of domestic violence. I remember really I remember being at that old with my grandmother and just feeling that safety. I worked out what it was when I got to church. Well, I think it was the Holy Spirit would come on me, you know. And I suppose I remember when I was 10 years of age and I threw a rope over a rafters and I was about to commit suicide. And I remember sort of like waking up thinking, I'm going to do this. And then I remember like when I was 14, something happened and I don't know how I got home, but I did. I knew I'd been looked after. I remember I was going to glass somebody in a nightclub when I was 16. And then the bloke just sort of walked away. I knew I'd been saved again. You know, there was times where I got chased by four homosexuals in Thailand. I was on LSD and ecstasy. I don't know how I got away. You know, so I spoke for me, and then I ended up actually in a rehab. And I remember they talked about a higher power, having a higher power, and I knew I'd been looked after. You know, I could never tell anyone, but I knew I'd been looked after. And one of the blokes who took me under his wing, remember him saying to me, son, there's something in you that only you can fulfill. So he started to mentor me and show me these different rite of passages, and he was a Christian. And and over the years, like when he said this, I wanted to be a fighter because I was missing the mark, you know, because with the drugs and the alcohol and stuff. And once I put that to bed, and I wanted to be that Australian champion, I got to live my dream. When he said there's a purpose mission, I got to live my dream. But there was always something missing. You know, I remember there was one time where, oh man, you know, I remember I was over in Canada in the dressing rooms getting ready for a Commonwealth title fight, and it was a big, you know, 10,000 people there, televised in 30 odd countries, and I'd come down with something. Well, I got over there, I was over there 2 weeks before, and like I had this chronic fatigue, and I remember I couldn't even do my laces up. And, you know, I remember me coach coming through the door saying, son, we're on. And I hadn't even warmed up. And God come to me in the dressing rooms, you know, in the dark. And because he'd come to me every couple of years my whole life. And I remember saying, God, are you Jesus? Jesus, are you God? And I remember just saying, God, your timing's way out. I've got to fight, you know, and it was like that feeling of love just left me. And I remember thinking, oh, I think I just bloody blew this. And then, of course, I fought and he carried me through the fight, you know. And then it wasn't, sorry, you were going to say something?
I was going to say, Gavin, now you're in demand as a public speaker and you're telling all sorts of things to men. You've written a book called A Rite of Passage for the Modern Man, and you're the creator of the Man Alive course. How do we, as men, start to understand this sort of encounter with God and a new purpose that we can fight for?
Yes, and great, I'm glad you asked, because I'm seeing so many frustrated men, particularly with this pandemic. Our books and programs have just gone through the roof, you know. Men are craving out for something. Christian men, non-Christian men, I've had Muslim men do it. I've had atheists, a whole lot, you know. If you've got to set it up, this is for you, basically. But, yeah, I suppose just, while I'm thinking of it, if men are interested, go to GavinTop.com/manalive, and literally the rite of passage book first come out, because I was doing a boxing program for years for men that had never had a fight, 10-week program. We put over 1,000 men through it, and we did it over a 10-year period, but I kept seeing similar things keep coming up in blokes, you know. And so I suppose, you know, there is in the DNA of every man's a warrior, but there's trained, untrained, tested, untested. That's one aspect of it. You know, there's that identity that comes out. There's the, how do we build a culture that our heart actually craves? Because, I mean, we all know what's right and wrong, don't we? You know, but most men, you know, because they've never been through an initiation and validation process, it's like they just... I always like to put it, it's like they're singing karaoke, somebody else's song, you know. Or they go the lone wolf route and just try and do it on their own, you know. So, yeah, man.
Okay, so you're seeing a lot of young men and you're recognising there's a certain emptiness, a lack of purpose, and your message is very much quit leading a life of mediocrity and boredom. And you've got something special to say to young men. What is it that you say? Can you say it in a short number of words?
Neil, do you know, like you say, young men, it's all men.
All men.
We've had men from age 14 up until 70. Actually, there was a bloke in Brisbane last year, 77, that did our program. So I don't think, you know, it's young men. I think it's all men. but you know, I believe every man, there is a mission. The same was said to me when that man put his finger in my chest and he said, son, there's a mission, there's a purpose, there's a dream that lives in you. Your responsibility is to bring it to the surface. But because, you know, men lacking courage, you know, it's courage is talked about, but courage is actually an action. You've got to get the rubber to hit the road. So that's the start of it, you know, particularly when we go through our rite of passage, our man alive experience, that's exactly what it is. We start with courage because no one's teaching courage.
No one's teaching courage. No doubt that'll be on the agenda when you are a part of the Dads for Kids Men's Leadership Summit. And I know listeners can hear connecting with the mission, your purpose. Bringing it to the surface. And sometimes you just need to be in a conference with men to make that happen. Let me tell listeners how they can actually register to be a part of this conference. No doubt there'll be some who would want to be in that audience. Gavin Topp is just one of a whole bunch of great speakers at the upcoming Dads for Kids Men's Leadership Summit. It's at Stanwell Topp's Conference Centre in New South Wales on the 26th to the 28th of this month. And to register to be a part of that, you can go to dadsforkids.org.au. That's dads, the number four, kids.org.au. Gavin Topp, one of the speakers, Gavin mentioned his website, gavintopp.org/the man alive course. And of course, his book is called A Rite of Passage for the Modern Man. Gavin Topp, thanks so much for taking some time to share your thoughts and your heart with us today on 2020.
Thank you, Neil. Absolute pleasure. Anytime, mate. Thank you to all the listeners.
Thanks for taking time to listen to this audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, go to vision.org.au.